Greetings, I'm Jessica Elias with Ergo Tips for the Everyday Laptop User, brought to you by the Applied Ergonomics class at Cornell University. In the last 20 years, there has been a massive increase in the use of computers in both schools and the workplace, but more recently, the use of laptop computers has exploded. The most common setup for any computer is for it to be positioned on a desk and the user to be sitting right in front of it, as I am. Thus, knowing how to properly arrange yourself in front of a computer is of utmost importance and vital to your long-term health. Using a computer incorrectly is associated with a myriad of problems, most commonly poor posture and the eventual development of musculoskeletal disorders such as carpal tunnel syndrome. The five main tasks of office and schoolwork include typing, mousing, writing, viewing documents such as this one, and viewing the screen. However, each of these tasks requires a different arrangement for an optimal setup, but laptops do not allow for this. In fact, laptops violate the basic ergonomic requirements for computers because, as you can see, the keyboard and screen are joined together. Since they're attached at the hip, they can't be adjusted separately. Thus, this forces laptop users to make a trade-off between bad head and neck posture or bad wrist and hand posture. Which would you rather? None. So, I'm going to tell you about certain precautions and steps that you can take when using a laptop to achieve the most ergonomic, safe, and comfortable position considering the limitations we're faced with. First of all, make sure you can see the entire screen without bending your neck up or down. If you're bending your neck down to see the screen, you should consider elevating the laptop on a stable support surface or lowering the height of your chair. If you can, you should always remember to use a height-adjustable chair because this will enable you to view the screen at an appropriate height and alleviate some neck and back pain that is associated with computer use, such as this one. However, always make sure that your feet are placed flat on the floor, and if they don't reach the floor, use a footrest or place them on some sort of surface so that they are not just dangling in the air or up on your chair. If they're up on your chair or dangling, this will eventually cut off the blood flow to your lower body and will eventually cause discomfort. Another important ergonomic tip is to sit an arm's length away from the screen. If the font is too small for you to read this distance, increase the size of the font in the text in the view menu. Do not move closer. As for your arms, make sure your elbow is at a 90-degree angle or more to avoid nerve compression in the elbow. And remember to keep your elbow as close to your body as possible. And don't forget to take breaks. That's very important. Since laptops have a less than ergonomic setup, here are some other things that you can do to make laptop use while sitting at a desk more comfortable and less risky. For frequent laptop users, such as myself, purchasing an external mouse, like this one, and an external keyboard is a good idea. This will allow you to adjust both of these items to the dimensions, heights, and angles that fits you and your body. In addition, I find an external mouse much faster when scrolling, much easier to use, and causes less pain in the finger joints when using it for extended periods of time. If you can, I would urge you not to use a laptop as your primary computer. However, I know this may be hard for students and other people that don't have access or means to have both a desktop and a laptop, but take advantage of the resources available to you, such as computer labs and libraries. Overall, by following the steps I have outlined for you and making a conscious effort to improve the way you use your laptop when seated at a desk, you may start to notice an impact on your health of your healthy computing habits. For more info about specific points on laptop use, check out ErgoTips at ergo.human.cornell.edu. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jessica Elias with ErgoTips for the Everyday Laptop User.